Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. And we got some game notes to go over, guys. Arizona Cardinals lost to our favorite Dallas Cowboys, 28-17. So we're going to go over the game notes. This time I've decided to mix this up a little bit. Now what I'm doing is going drive by drive. I just feel like I do a lot of notes, so in order to try to get them all out kind of as I can, I'm going to go drive by drive, and I just think it's going to make things a little bit easier. So I'm going to jump around all in order. So it should seem a little bit less confusing, and I'll basically dictate which drive we're on, offensive, defensive, and we'll go from there. So we'll break this up into halves. So we'll take a little break and we'll take our own little halftime. So let's get started. Let's not waste any time. Let's get started with the defense because they were the first on the field. So one of the notes that I put in here early on is that Arians is one of the very best at opening scripts, and that does kind of correspond with some of the issues that the Cowboys had early. I think that, you know, one of the things that really kind of caught the Cowboys off guard, we'll talk about a little bit later, is they were running this kind of interesting concept of clearing out the underneath with J.J. Nelson and using running backs as wide receivers to catch underneath. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but some interesting stuff that they did to try to get the Cowboys defense off balance early. 55 is just so difficult to move. If he could quickly jump into his gap, then he could drop his weight and not be moved. Some guys have the quickness to get in the gap but can't stay up and square to the ball carrier upon contact by the offensive line, but 55 can. And it makes for huge disruptions like the early run stop he had in the first defensive drive. This is all first defensive drive stuff. I'm glad to see, maybe out of necessity, but still, them working Lewis outside. I think despite his lack of size, he has the ability to play there. And the one thing you worry about with small corners on the edge is run support, but 27 has showed some fantastic tackling on the edge against guys like Larry Fitzgerald and later some running backs as well. This is kind of what I discussed earlier. We talked about J.J. Nelson as a deep threat. Arizona took our fear and used it against us as they ran clearing routes and split out Andre Ellington out wide, and then would, after the middle was cleared out, they would run him on slants underneath in space, making it difficult to tackle because he's a running back. And once he gets on the move, he's very difficult. Even early on, they've got 58 as a standing defensive end. But on this play, great job by Bitsimeo to fight off a double team to get a tackle for loss. Bitsimeo is really a force in the run game. He really has done a lot of really great things there. And I think that he may not be getting the sack numbers that he had gotten previously, but he really has, especially in this game, he made several different plays against the run on the edge that were really, really good. And I think the coverage on the 3rd and 11, the conversion that they got was match coverage. But because Lewis was in man. And the reason I'm saying that is because Lewis is in man, and it looks like Brown on the other side was in zone. I'd be interested to see what 38 was playing, because he kind of let the wide receiver get behind him and let Brown have a free release inside. And it almost looked like he was looking back, like he was thinking that he should have been back there and that he read something incorrectly. But either way, the slant for the touchdown, and it Malik Collins got really close to the sack on that play, but it looked like he might have been blocked in the back, which didn't get called. And they don't get called sometimes, guys. On the offensive first snaps, Arizona playing on the other side of the line early. Seems like Zeke was trying to bounce everything outside when things get muddy. On 3rd and 11, Dak got quick pressure on his right and went out to the only quick route that was open. Witten was the only person who was running a quick breaking route. Everybody else was running deep routes. But he, too bad he couldn't wait, because Dez had broken free from Peterson and blown past him on a corner route wide open. Punt. Then the defensive second series. Just wanted to point out a fantastic Chris Jones punt. He punted from our 20 to their 20, which is, you know, impressive field flipping there. Defense, despite first drive, already flowing to the ball much better, fitting in their zones much better than last week. D-Law getting it started already. This is just the second drive for the defense. Early with a pressure off a sweet spin move on the first down. Then a great play call by Arizona on second and six. They ran a tunnel screen that further exploited Dallas's blitzing Jalen Smith. They took the left tackle to target Woods in the slot, and Fitz broke it inside for a first down. More shallow passes in the middle. They are working off of it, but they can't live off of it. Sean Lee is playing much better this game, making tackles for loss with his instincts again, getting around the corner and shooting gaps, tackle the running back for a loss. Doesn't seem like he's a step slow. Cowboys getting much better in their defensive back rotation on blitzes. So when they do slot blitzes, their safeties are coming up to take the unoccupied slot receiver much quicker than they have been in the past. And this one play, they got it to Fitz, but Jones was able to get him before he was able to get to the sticks, bringing up a third down. On Jordan Lewis's great tackle for a loss on that first 10-10, still in the second drive of the defense, Mayoa made the play, too, by destroying the tight end, blocking him, and pushing him into the backfield. That delayed the running back from bouncing outside enough for Lewis to recognize what was going on and close in for finishing him off behind the line of scrimmage. Every week, Jalen Smith looks better. We saw him rushing the passer earlier in the game. Now on second down play on the Dallas 10, he's dodging pulling linemen to get underneath to slow down the screen. This is right about when DeMarcus Lawrence started destroying things. First drawing a holding call on third down that called back a touchdown. And then the next play, he flushes Palmer through the front of the pocket, and DeMontre Moore was there to get him for a short gain, bringing up fourth down. And they kicked a field goal, and it was no good. And so that brings us, oddly enough, the second offensive series. First and 10. Frederick got beaten badly by Corey Peters, and Green misses his pull block on the outside linebacker, so they combined for a tackle for a loss. They didn't do much the second down. Third down screen was going to work like gangbusters, but Honey Badger makes a great play by getting underneath Martin's block and swiping Zeke's feet, knocking him down before he can get anywhere. Punt. Third series for the defense. Slot blitzes seem to be the answer for Arizona's slot clear-out slant attack. On this play, Wood blitzes from the slot, recognizes the pass is going over his head, and makes an incredible athletic play to jump up and get the pass breakup. Almost got an interception. Really, the only reason Arizona seems to have sustained success at this point is almost entirely exclusive on third down performance. DeMontre Moore has been doing a couple good things versus the run, been using power and speed to get to where he needs to go. Really just nuts how well Xavier Woods and Jordan Lewis are playing. They aren't just surviving. They are making plays out here, play after play. Great play on third down by Byron Jones to get the pass breakup on Gressup on third down. Thank goodness Palmer didn't notice Nelson streaking on the deep cross versus Lewis in man coverage. Punt and offensive third drive. Good Lord, it's only the third drive. Mixing up a timing pass on first down was a good thought. They got a nice little 8 yarder on a stop route to Williams. Great job by Zeke not getting slowed down by initial contact from a blitzing Honey Badger on a long run, bursting into the secondary. Third down sack. Chandler Jones beats Smith inside. I just feel like Smith just completely missed his hand punch. And then when he tried to reload and hit Jones again, Jones successfully swiped his second attempt and was able to get inside, forcing another punt. But then the defense really started turning it around. Fourth defensive series, Mayoa is really just good at playing play side defensive end, pushes his man back, disrupts the play in the running play, and then great job of 50 of cleaning it up and pursuing. Another solid tackle by Jordan Lewis on Fitzgerald alone outside in space. Third down, three-man defensive line. Great job of coverage on the back end, and 96 beat the center to get in on the key sack. It was really a fantastic job of just ripping across the center's face and getting in there, making a huge sack, slinging the quarterback down. Punt. Fourth offensive series set up by the nice return by Switzer. first down and 10 on the plus 25. I'm starting to believe that Dallas may be running designed run plays to Zeke that are supposed to look identical to zone reads. I talked about this a little bit on some other forums, but I just think that they're trying to mix up run plays that look like zone reads with zone read as a further way to kind of confuse defenses to make them not certain of what they're looking at. Great double move on out and up by Beasley, but Dak clutched it and then put it a bit just too far out in front of Beasley. Couldn't get it. Then great play design and confidence in Noah Brown on the play action deep cross to him. Play action got Dak on the move, and Brown used his body to shield off Honey Badger while making a great catch. On the touchdown run, this time they ran a full zone read. Golden went straight for Zeke. Dak pulled the ball with Witten out in front. He attacked the goal line with his body and was flipped over at the goal line. Touchdown. The fifth defensive series, D-Law smacks Vildier hands down, then puts his shoulder into him and then just basically drives him all the way into the quarterback and then finishes the job. Great job. Good Lord. Three-man defensive line, excellent, solid, excellent coverage behind. And then Crawford just wills a sack into existence while already on the ground, just grabs Palmer and pulls him to the ground. And that's basically the end of the half. Okay, coming out of the half. Fantastic pass by Dak on his crosser to Williams on second down. This is the fifth offensive series, by the way. Just enough zip and hung enough on the ball for 83 to get under it and catch it with his hands extended. I love it because it was solid but safe. Either 83 was catching it or it was going to be an incompletion. I really like their use of Brown in the wing role. They're starting to do that a little bit more. He's a great block as a blocker there and clearly can be a weapon as a wide receiver if needed. Not sure what made Dak leave the pocket on the third down play. It seemed like he had a clean pocket, decided to bail right for no reason, and then clearly Dak was, I think, just telling us that he wanted to get out of the pocket more. All kidding aside, I really do feel like Dak is getting on the move early is a good thing for him. But punt. Defensive six series. I don't know what Arizona was thinking putting a tight end on DeMarcus Lawrence, but guess what happened? Sack. he just basically destroyed Gresham, who had no chance. Zone blitz with Scandrick forced an inaccurate throw on third down. That was just a great series by the defense, just causing a three and out, and then they punted. Offensive six series. This is where it really feels like the game started to change for the offensive line. The first two snaps were blocked very clean, a wide zone, and then a pin and pull on the first down after converting the second down and two. Witten blocked down and 70 and 71 pulled around with Swaim out in front as well, and Zeke came roaring around the end for a nice 8 to 9 yard gain. On the Dez touchdown, what is there to say, really? I mean, just pure will. Quick dump off to him over the middle. He shoved through a few, he ran through a few, and then dragged through a few before Fred Beard came in like a battery ram and pushed the whole pile past the goal line for a touchdown. Just really impressive stuff. On the defensive seventh series, Arizona came out throwing short a bit. It just feels like they were trying to get a rhythm going at least. Then they tried an ill-advised wildcat attempt, which didn't go anywhere. On second and seven, they tried to run that same clear-out concept with Nelson in the slot, clearing out the middle, and the running back out wide who ran a slant. But this time, Lewis was ready and made the play on the ball, and it was an incompletion. Third down, quick move inside, and pressure by 90 forces a throw. Great toss to Brown, but Lewis is in trail technique, caught up and knocked the ball out of his hand last minute. What a fantastic play by Lewis. Another punt. Offensive eight series. Zeke had a nice cutback lane, but was on a wide zone, but a great play was made by the defender swiping at his feet while on the ground to kill it for no gain. And then on the third down play, Dak escaped to hit a hit, but it was the play where the guy got his shoulder and kind of just threw him all discombobbled. And before he could reset his feet, he just decided to throw the ball away and live to fight another day. Punt. Defensive eight series. On the first deep pass to Fitz, Scandrick was in position but was just out-muscled by Fitzgerald. You know, sometimes it's just going to happen with a guy like him. Another open field, all alone tackle by Jordan Lewis. Impressive. Tough spot. This is the touchdown pass to Fitzgerald. It put Brown in a tough spot. I mean, he played it really well, but Fitz ran a corner route versus man in the red zone, and Palmer threw a perfect pass. So it really was just a bum rap for Brown, and not much he could have done there. Offensive ninth series. Dak's ability to get his shoulder square and fire accurately on the run while rolling left is just amazing. He escapes two defenders. T-Will sees him, peels back outside with him, and makes a great catch on a great throw. On the play that looked like Lael tackled Zeke, Zeke had to get outside quicker than normal due to backside penetration. That, combined with Lael's inability to get to Hassan Reddick on the second level, which left him chasing Reddick all the way into the backfield and into Zeke. The Cowboys can't recover from that loss of yardage. And then after an incompletion dump off to Zeke and a completed dump off to Zeke, neither of which obviously got it done for a first down, they had to punt. Defensive ninth series. Arizona's entire offense is passing and to running backs, tight ends, and Fitzgerald. On third and one, D-Law and Collins pressure Palmer so heavy that he has to throw the ball away. Punt. On the 10th offensive series, love the toss to Switzer, but he needed to be a little bit more patient. He was probably really excited. I can understand that because he outran his blocking a little bit and ended up just being a short gain. If he had just been a little bit more patient and hidden behind the pulling offensive lineman, he really could have broken him for something big. Great power by the offensive line interior to push and grind and create something on a second down run. This is the kind of thing that we weren't really seeing in the first half and, frankly, for most of the first few games, so it was good to see. Good to see Beasley get open for a key third down conversion. On the Butler touchdown, great job by Smith staying after Chandler Jones. And on the play side, great job of 84 holding off Golden long enough for Hannah. Sorry, I couldn't remember his name. James Hannah of holding off Marcus Golden long enough for things to develop behind him. And Dak gets outside, threw it to a spot. It clearly looks like they had some kind of fire drill rules that dictate where the ball goes when things fall apart. But a great job by Bryce Butler to get to that spot and then high point the ball, make a huge play. It was gigantic momentum, a shift of momentum at that point. Defensive 10th series. Dallas has them right where they want them defensively, sitting in zones and then getting pass rush with four people. Great pressure by 90 and 98 on first down. The battle of Grissom versus Byron Jones has been a great back-and-forth struggle all game. Grissom wins this battle, drawing the flag while catching the pass, but Byron Jones definitely had his fair share of wins. They finally got Nelson loose on a deep pass to the sideline, but they couldn't get his feet down. Great job by Anthony Brown, who was with him the whole way and didn't give him a lot of sideline room to work with. He squeezed him, which is what you want to do on those deep passes. Man, it was a great play by Skandrick to get to the ball and make a play on it, but that Fitzgerald catch, he just made a Hall of Fame-level play on that sideline catch later in the game. Just amazing. And Skandrick, I mean, sometimes you just have to let it go and just be like, wow, that's amazing. And I think that's what happened. Another tackle in space to save a first down by Jordan Lewis. Great job by Jalen Smith by sorting through the trash and getting around bodies to stop a runner a yard short, setting up a third and one. Another QB sneak conversion. Great effort to create a pressure by Taco, forcing an incompletion. And then Golden can't completely shake Byron Jones on third down, drops the pass incomplete, and they kick a field goal, which is good. And then this isn't the last drive, but this is the last drive that I charted fully, the offensive 11th drive. Butler toasted the cornerback on his go. The run action cleared the whole side of the field, and Dak uncorked a monster. Butler came back to catch it and got his second huge play, the 53-yarder, high-pointed it and came down with a huge gain. Zone read inside the red zone again, this time for a short gain. And then wide zone bend, hats on hats everywhere, short gain. And then wide zone right, cuts back behind Lael Collins and Zach Martin, who have it all sealed off, and then Zeke powers through the end zone, just diving basically to bully into the end zone touchdown. And, you know, the rest is kind of just history. We just don't have time to get into the particulars for the rest of it, but it was a fantastic game to go back and watch and really to see all the adjustments that the Cowboys made and how much of a difference that made. So fantastic game all around. We still got another podcast to get to a little bit later in the week with the Rams, but I'm glad to put this one to bed. It was a fun game to do. Make sure you guys check us out a little bit later in the week and fanracksports.com throughout the week for updates on the Cowboys and the NFL in general and teams, college football, all kinds of football. FanRack Sports has got you covered. But make sure you check us out a little bit later in the week for the LA Rams preview, and then make sure you follow me on Twitter, @McCoolBTB. And until next time, happy trails, everybody.